How to explain Genograms to pastors, soul center leaders, and ministry teams if you are going to use ministry Genogram conversations in a church, soul center, chaplaincy setting, coaching ministry, or discipleship pathway. Leaders need a simple and clear explanation. You might say this: a ministry Genogram is a simple family formation map. It helps people notice patterns across generations, including wounds, strengths, spiritual influences, emotional habits, missing models, and opportunities for growth. We use it carefully with permission, boundaries, confidentiality limits, and referral awareness. It is not therapy. It is not diagnosis. It is not family blaming. It is a ministry conversation tool for discernment, healing, calling, and faithful next steps. That explanation helps leaders understand both the value and the limits. Pastors and ministry teams may immediately see how useful this can be. A Genogram conversation can help someone understand anger patterns, marriage expectations, parenting habits, fear of leadership, shame, addiction patterns, emotional distance, spiritual confusion, or lack of confidence. It can also help someone reclaim blessings such as prayer, courage, hospitality, resilience, faithfulness, craftsmanship, generosity, or peacemaking. But leaders also need to hear the guardrails. This course does not train people to become therapists. It does not authorize students to treat trauma, mediate family disputes, investigate abuse, provide legal advice, or act as counselors. It trains Christian leaders to have wise, careful, permission-based ministry conversations. That distinction protects everyone. It protects the person receiving care from pressure, overexposure, and amateur diagnosis. It protects the ministry leader from carrying more than they are called or trained to carry. It protects the church or soul center from unclear practices. And it protects the credibility of Christian ministry. When explaining this tool to leaders, emphasize setting awareness. A Genogram conversation in premarital mentoring is different from one in addiction recovery. A conversation in a church office is different from a small group. A conversation with an adult is different from ministry involving minors. A conversation about calling is different from a conversation involving abuse or danger. So the question is not simply, can we use Genograms? The better question is, how can we use this tool wisely with consent, role clarity, privacy, and referral pathways? Ministry Genogram conversations can become a valuable part of discipleship and care when they are handled with humility. The goal is not to make family history the center. The goal is to help image bearers see their formation honestly and respond faithfully to Christ.